The five stories that compose the show Wild Tales, Wild is spelled with an E on the end, like Oscar's last name, seem sort of dark for a holiday production, or for that matter, as stories for children. They also have a sober tone and story morals I'm not sure children will understand. Here from the production is a part of the moral of a story that pits personal wealth against the wealth within you.
In the treasury house of the soul, there are infinitely precious things that may not be taken from you, and so try to shape your life that external things will not harm you, and try to get rid of personal property.
I can't be sure even Wilde believed that piece of advice, but it does nail the lid down on one of his stories. A New York theater artist named Jeremy Bloom adapted the tales for the stage and directs the production, which I found stiff as a piece of theater. It's like listening to a book being read at library story time, and not always with much inflection. But here, I'll review the audience as much as the play. When I saw Wild Tales at a weekend matinee, the kids in the audience, and many of them were young grade schoolers, seemed wrapped up in the tales. Although they didn't respond because there's little for anyone to gasp, sigh, or laugh over, at intermission I heard several of them tell the adults they were with that they liked the show so far, which I'm sure is good enough response for Quintessence Theater Group. Wild Tales runs at the Sedgwick Theater on Germantown Avenue in Mount Airy through December 31st. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.